Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Shaloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM The Word, but we're in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. You could go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone or your tablet to download our mobile app. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor tonight, Pastor Via Muasau, First Lady Tamara from Holy Warrior.
All right. Praise him.
And also all the way back from Tokyo and Hokkaido, Japan, My beautiful co-host, my forever bride, my awesome wingless angel, and my delicious ribeye, Lady Lynn. All
right. Konnichiwa.
Welcome back.
Now my camel, he makes...
I'm glad you woke up everybody in the modules, dear. That's just really great. Pastor Via.
Praise him. And good evening to all our faithful listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and our dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halawa, Laumaka, OCCC, Waiawa, WCCC, and the 1,700 men in Zaruro Prison, Arizona. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to our radio program. Mahalo for tuning in.
Mahalo, Pastor Via.
All right.
You don't have to be locked up to be locked out. And Free Inside thanks you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening, looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as Pastor Boo says, it's like sitting around at home in the patio or garage, just talking story about our Lord and Savior. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go forth. And we are forever grateful for Salem Media Hawaii, Bula.
And we humbly send a loud shout out. In fact, he's sleeping on the ledge back here. He came back because he's doing a job in town. Pastor James Bird Mahalona.
Hey, he's
waving real loud. You just can't see him waving. I want to thank the Fishers of Men congregation out in Nanakuli as they continue to sponsor, going into our third year, sponsoring the Free Inside radio program over in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. For the Hawaii brothers we have there in Saguaro. But, you know, God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. And we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
Mahalo, Fishers of Men, Pastor James and Lucy Mahalona, for their vision to reach the lost.
Hey, we continue to receive mail. Thank you so much. P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. If you need a word of encouragement or some prayer, hey, call me up. 808-222. Let's not be so excited. 808-222-2822. You know what I love about Wednesdays? It's the middle of the week.
All right.
Yeah. Lynn's favorite song.
Worship Wednesday, y'all. Come on.
Here we go.
Yeah. Wow. Woo. Yes. He loves you.
He loves you.
He loves you.
Even though we make mistakes, bend your heart with each and every piece of bread.
He loves you.
Shed all the love for you.
He loves you.
Gave all the things to do.
He loves you.
Even though we make mistakes, bend your heart.
My God.
Oh, you got thugs. We got thugs for Jesus in the house. Thugs for Jesus in the house. But that's all right.
Hallelujah.
We're going to pound them in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Pastor Via, First Lady Tamara, always a pleasure.
Man.
So beautiful to have you guys here. And Pastor, great to have Pastor Williams. He actually was in town doing some shopping. Dropped in here Wednesday. Pastor Ray, it's just when the pastors
love
get together
preacher.
Along First Lady Lynn and First Lady Tamara, it's just a Holy Ghost party. But we've got another great song. In fact, one of Pastor Williams' favorite songs.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I'm going to stop there. We went into the lively one. I think it was the next one. Here we go.
All
I want some techno stuff going here.
All right.
Hey. All right.
Can you?
Hallelujah. V on the keyboards, if you didn't know. Yeah. He's ripping it.
In this world could ever take my Lord's crown away. He died on that cross to save this world from pain. So without him in your life, you will never win. With 39 times, he was mocked and hated. He was beaten and mistreated for all the wrong reasons. His arms stretched wide as his head hung dead, knowing that the will of God was for him to rise again. Can you resist the devil? That come away, we must stop hating and start love. We must stomp the devil right under our feet. No matter what troubles we go through, God is always there. Drop all temptations that come away. We must stop hate, start love. We must stomp the devil right under our feet. No matter what troubles we go through, God is always there.
Can you? Praise what a great launch. Boy, I got to confess, Pastor Via, First Lady Tamar, you're the only ones that are in my library, okay? So, you know, I don't know whether that's good or bad.
Thank
that's
you,
just
Jesus.
A statement of fact. Well, you know, it's like they sing that song in the world, Via. The boys are back in town.
All right, all
for
right.
Jesus.
Come on. What a blessing. What a blessing to have you, Lady Lynn, back.
Yes.
Because I don't know, somehow, I don't know about Pastor James and the James's
voice.
Yeah, the camel was kind of sick this past week. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
But it was good. Wow. It's good to have the camel back. Huh?
The camel.
So God bless you so much. And you know, I was listening to that song, Can You?
Yeah? Can You, yes,
and
sir.
It reminded me of one of my brothers. He shared with me. He said, Pastor, check this one out. I said, what's up? In Christ. Say in Christ.
In Christ.
Honor.
It's honor.
It's honor to be in Christ. Amen. But if you're out of Christ, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh wow.
You're in trouble.
Come on.
So he said, in Christ, honor. Oh, when you're out of Christ, oh no.
Oh no. Wow.
So big shout out to my Uso that was sharing, my brother T. God bless you for sharing that with me, man. But you know what it is right now? It's Worship Wednesday.
My.
I'm talking to all the brothers and sisters. Yes. Uso's incarcerated. Everybody's in the hospital. Wherever you're at right now in your living room, start to worship him. Just lift your hands up and start to give him praise because he's worthy on our Worship Wednesday.
Thank you,
and every day of this week, he's worthy. So come
Hallelujah.
On, Worship Wednesday. Start to worship. Give him a few worship minutes. Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
And just worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father, in the name that is above every name,
yes,
Jesus Christ, your Son, we thank you for your grace on tonight. Thank you for your agape. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your grace word tonight, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We ask you to bless the ears of your people so that they may hear your word.
Yes.
Anoint
Lord.
The ears of your people so that they will hear your word.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Move on and move forward in your glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we ask your blessing upon all the preachers in this place. It is hot Lord. In this studio right
Hallelujah.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we ask your blessing upon them. The Pastor James is, the James brothers. And of course, the Lady Lynn, the Lady Tamara, my Uso Bula. Oh, it's fire in this studio right now.
Mama.
So we ask your blessing. Let this heat of your grace fire set forth into these airwaves tonight, Lord, as your word comes forth. And we thank you in everything that we do on tonight. And we ask all of that in Jesus' name.
Jesus
and all God's people said a big amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, man, my God. I just want to give a big shout-out before the word comes out. Big shout-out to my church out there, Holy Warriors at Work. We love you guys. I know you guys listening right now. And, of course, the Holy Warriors at Work, Waipahu, Pastor Zach and Lady Evie. We God bless you guys. And then, of course, all my Usos out there, incarcerated, my sisters, my brothers. Sit down and put your seatbelt on because it's time for God's word. Just tap three people and let them know it's time for his grace word to come out. It's time for his word to come out. He's here. He's here. He's here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, of course, you know how we start this off? Oh, we got Pastor James on the message.
That's right.
All right. So, Pastor James, please, the message.
My.
You get him. You get him, though. Philippians 2.
Philippians 2.
5 and 6, please, James.
5 and 6. Yes. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, through it not what?
Come on.
Robbery. To be equipped with God.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then, of course, we get the Jesus Bible.
This is
Philippians
2. Oh, Philippians 2,
yeah,
5 and 6.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus book. It says this. All you guys think like this, just like Jesus Christ. Jesus, he every time stayed just like God. But no matter, he never think he got to go hang on to that. Amen. Hang on to that.
Beautiful. Yeah. Hang on to that. Hang on to that. And of course, baby, please, the Fasamo.
The Fasamo.
Mama.
Okay, verse 5 starts. Yayate otofo ileala van manatu. Saya keriso yesu.
Wow.
Ole sa winga fatasi maliatua. Ele imanatu oye ose mea e uumau. Lona tu langa tu tusa lava maliatua.
Mama.
Explain that verse 6, baby, please.
Yes, we will. Yeah. And of course, the New King James Version, let this mind be in you. Somebody say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Wow.
6, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal. Somebody say equal.
Equal.
With God.
With God.
Come on, hallelujah. So look what it says on verse 5. Let this mind be in you. You know, I Pastor James, I was thinking, how come he didn't say, let this nose be, in you?
Yes, sir.
Let this leg,
Come on, that's
Let this hand, you know, why didn't he say that? But he went direct to the mind. Because the mind is where the battlefield is
at. That's right.
Ooh. That's where the enemy attacks us in our thought life. In our minds, that's where the emotions and that's where all your choices are at. So the enemy attacks that area of your life. And he attacks it, but thank God. Look what Paul said. He said, let this mind, somebody say this mind.
This mind.
Thank God it's not your pastor's mind.
Wow.
Thank God it's not the prophet's mind.
Yes.
Thank God it's not the evangelist's mind. Thank God it's not the teacher's mind.
It's
seriously bottom line. It's the mind of Christ.
Wow.
And that's what I'm talking about tonight. Talking about that the mind that he's talking about. Yeah. Thank God. Because in Jesus' mind, the devil has already been defeated. Somebody said yes. The devil has already been defeated.
Yeah,
Church, listen to me. We don't have to defeat him no more. He's already defeated.
Wow.
Right. So that's why Jesus said, if you got my mind, then you will understand who you are in God.
When you got my mind, you will
understand who he is in you. And the one who is here, he's the one that defeated the enemy.
Wow,
and the enemy is defeated. That's why Jesus said, get this mind. Get my mind. Clothe me. Put on me. Because the moment we understand that Jesus, everything that God is and has, it's in Jesus. Everything that God is in Jesus. All that God created, it's already contained in Christ. That's why he said, if you get that mind, mind. And then you will understand that the battlefield is battling all day. But thank God, we are battling and fighting a war that's already been won. Mm. Somebody say, please, it's done. Somebody
it's
say,
done.
Somebody said, it is finished.
It is finished.
2,000 years ago,
that's
Jesus,
right.
He was on that cross and he didn't say those words for nothing. Mm. Those words meant something.
My.
And what it meant was everything that God sent him to do, he done.
Mm. Hallelujah.
My
everything
goodness.
That God sent him for a mission. And I can imagine Jesus, instead of saying it is finished, he looked up to the Father and he said, Father, mission accomplished.
Oh, hallelujah.
He was the only warrior and the champion that came from heaven, came to earth, and he looked and he knew and he saw and he conquered. He came out and that conquered that he had, that warrior of ability that he had, the character he gave to you. That's what the Bible says, that we are made more than conqueror.
Ooh.
I'm not just a conqueror. No, I'm another level. You're another level.
Yes.
Don't limit yourself to being just a conqueror.
My.
You are more than a conqueror. Somebody say more.
More.
You are more than a winner. You are more than a champion. You got to have that mind.
Yes.
Because the mentality that Jesus had, he knew that he defeated the devil. There's no other
Come
reason.
On, sir.
You don't have to do it no more. He did it. You don't have to worry about it. He worried about it already. You don't have to do nothing. Just put your trust in him.
Hallelujah.
And look
hallelujah.
What he said. The mind of Christ that I'm talking about. Who being in the form of God. He was God. Somebody say he was God.
He was God.
When he came from heaven, he was so much of a man that he couldn't believe that he was God.
Mm.
He was so much of God that we couldn't believe he was a man.
He was a man.
Only right God there. Can do that. He can be a man form and God form at the same time. That's why he's omnipresent. He can be in Japan. Thank you, Lord. He can be in Italy.
Yes,
he can
sir.
Be in Samoa. He can be in Maui and saying the same thing at the same time. That's omnipresent. Being everywhere at one time. The devil cannot do that. That's why
that's
he
right.
gets his demons. He got to send his demons to Samoa. He got to send his demons there to the mainland. Why? He cannot be omnipresent. But
right.
aren't you glad that you serve a God that is omnipresent? Not only omnipresent, but he's omniscient. Not only that, but he can see all things.
He
knows all things. That's why his encouragement tonight is, get that mind that my son has. Get that same and arm yourself with the mind of Christ. And once you do that, my God, you will understand that all authority in him is in you.
Mama.
Oh, hallelujah.
Mama.
So look what the Bible said in Samoan.
Yes,
the Bible said in Samoan, hey, owane manatu tato. Olio yesuke riso.
Wow.
And tutusa lava maletua. You know what that word tutusa means?
Come on,
it means equality.
That's right.
That's right.
He didn't look
that's
at that.
Good,
so
right.
what mind is he talking about? He's talking about his mind, the humble, the humility.
Mm.
Even though he knew that I was equal with God.
Wow,
but
right.
it never deterred him. It never distracted Jesus. Why? Because he knew, even though I was equal with him, I'm here to serve. He came, the Bible says that he came as a bond slave.
That's right.
Somebody say bond slave.
Bond slave.
I don't know if you understand what bond slave
come
is.
Come on, sir.
But bond slave is, you come, you don't do your will, but
that's
you do the will of he that sent you.
That's right.
Are
amen.
We here?
Are we here? Amen,
oh,
amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen,
you got to know that.
Wow.
Right.
That even though, look what he said, did not consider, even though he was a form of God, he did not consider robbery to be equal with God.
Mm.
He didn't look at that. He didn't say, wait a minute, I'm not going to go. Gabriel, you go.
That's right.
That's good.
I'm the son of the king. I'm the son of God.
Michael, you go.
You the warrior. You go.
Wow.
Amen.
You go. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
He didn't look at that though. His heart was humbled. Humility. He just swallowed
that's
his
right.
pride. And he said, I'm going to do this. I volunteer to do this.
That's right.
I'm going to walk it. But I need you to know this. You're not going to be able to stand without the mind that I have. Because my mind understands the strategy. My mind, I know that he's defeated. My mind, I know
that the
enemy has already been lost. He's been lost. He's dead. And he know that God is the word, the reason why that Jesus came here. And he said, I didn't look at that, but
wow.
I made myself. Look what he said. I didn't look at the equality. Mm. Somebody say equality.
Equality.
So in other words, he's God.
Mm-hmm.
Are you here?
Hallelujah.
In other words, Jesus said, I'm God.
That's right.
Remember on his prayer in the book of John?
Mm.
He said, God, my prayer is, check this out now, make them one just like how you and I are. We're
you
one.
And I one.
Right there.
You in the book.
That's right.
Come on. Come on. He said, make
Hallelujah.
Them one. make la make one with the holy warriors and the fishes of men and whatever churches that come together, make them one, just like how you and I are, we're one.
I like that.
Look what Jesus said. Jesus said, I didn't look at that. Because can you imagine if that wasn't high chief of Samoa? He's not going to send his son.
Wow.
He's going to send one of the commoners.
That's right.
Hey,
that's
you right. go. Pick up your lava lava and go.
Mama.
Put on your kimono and go.
My God.
Hey, there's no way that people with status and title, they're never going to do this. But look what the heart he's talking about. He said, this heart, this mind. What mind is he talking about? The mind of Christ. That's
the
humility.
Mind of Christ.
Humbleness.
Yes.
Humbled himself, and he humbled, and he didn't look at the equality. He didn't look that even though I was God, I never looked at that. But I said, because of my love for my people, send me, Daddy. He said, make me a body. I've been hearing you. You are not satisfied with the sacrifices of animals. Make me a body. See what he said? Make me a body so I can go down.
Thank
so he volunteered, and some one word is awful. I'm talking to all you usos out there. So he didn't look at equality. He didn't look, but look, he said, but he made himself of no reputation. That's what holds a lot of us back.
That's right, sir.
I cannot go over there and worship with these guys. I'm too high.
That's good, sir.
Speak that,
Bill.
I can't go to that church because they're not part of our organization. That's why a lot of the unity in the churches are destroyed. Why? Because of the preachers and the pastors that stand behind the pulpit. They don't understand the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is humility.
My God.
Humble yourself before God.
Wow. That's good.
But he said, I didn't think my reputation, taking the form of a bond servant. He came as a servant. He came as a slave. He came only to do the will of him who sent him. That's a bond slave. You have no voice. It's just like in prison. You're only known by a number. What number you? 7554. Look at the same slaves. The slaves, we don't have nothing. No voice. People got to tell us what to do in order for us to move. But look what Jesus said. I didn't come as the Son of God. I came as a bond slave. And coming in the likeness of man. Come on. You hear what Pastor Bula just said? He had to become Son of man, right? In order for the sons of man to become the sons of God. He had to do it. He had to come down. He had to die. He had to be crucified. He had to be whooped. He had to be kicked. He had to be spat on. He had to be swore upon. It had to. That was prophecy. But thank God that the mind he had was a mind that will never turn back. He didn't give up. He said, no matter what, he said, God, you send me on a mission, and I'm here to do your will. I'm a bond slave, Lord. My question is for you, what mind do you have?
Wow.
What mind you got on today? Huh?
Mama.
Come on, somebody. You got to know that the mind of Christ, this is it. Humility. Somebody say humility.
Humility.
Stop going on with title and going over there. I need this reputation. I cannot do it. I cannot be seen with these people.
Wow.
I cannot be seen with them or this. Ah, come on.
Help us.
Was that an ouch of some preacher tonight?
Wow.
I don't know, but God still loves you, though. He still loves you. Look what he said. He said, I never look at a reputation.
Wow.
And then he said, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death.
Wow.
That's the mind that he's talking about tonight. Humble yourself.
Wow.
Swallow your pride.
Mama.
Take it with a grain of salt. Come on, you out there listening to this word. I'm talking to somebody right now.
Yes.
Maybe you're too high maka maka for other people, but Jesus was not. He came down to your level. He knew that we can never get to his level. So Jesus came down.
Wow.
Somebody said, came down.
Came down.
Humbleness.
Wow.
He bowed down and he said, let me serve you. I'm here because I'm a slave. Don't worry about anything else. Look at that. People now, are born in these nice hospitals. People are born in nice places, like Tripler, the number one hospital in the world. Tripler, the pink one on the hill. I was born there in 1968. That's why it's number one. Jesus never had that. He never had that comfortableness
That's
to
right.
sleep in the bed. The Bible says that he was born in a manger.
That's right. That's That's right. Hallelujah.
Some place he was born, a barn, with all the cows and they eat and the pigs eat. That's where he was born.
Mama.
And then what they covered him was swaddling cloth. I don't know what you understand, if you understand what swaddling cloth is. Mm. It's what they wipe the chichi. I don't know how you say the breast of the cow. After you milk them, you wipe them down with the swaddling cloth. Mm. And then they say, yeah, use this for cover, Jesus. But the world never knew that was the baby that was prophesied on. They never knew, even though they was using that swaddling cloth, the milk of the cow. They never knew that one day this baby will be the milk of the world, will be the milk of God's word. He will move on. Why?
My
it was
God.
Prophecy for that swaddling cloth to be there. God put that there just to let the people know one day this baby will be the grace of God's milk that will nourish you, that will strengthen you. Your mind.
Wow.
That's the battlefield. But the beauty of it is that the battlefield, the devil is loose. Somebody say the devil loose.
Yeah.
Say he's a loser man.
He's a loser man.
You serve a God that's a winner man. He's a loser man.
Wow.
He already been defeated 2,000 years ago. And look what he said. Even to the point of death, he came.
Mama.
He died on the cross.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, God, look what he said. Also highly exalted him. Somebody say exalted him.
Exalted him.
When you get humbled in God's eyes, when you are humbled in God's eyes,
yes. Hallelujah.
He will exalt you.
Mama.
Hey, don't wait for people to exalt you.
That's good.
Are you
sir.
Here? Don't wait for people, the pastors, to exalt you. Don't worry about that. If you humble yourself, God will exalt you.
Mm.
And when God exalts you, no man alive can put you down. That's what that's. So
wow.
My people, uso falongo, ngaluwe pea.
Wow.
Lord, alofa tele mato yawe. As we pray right now, your
yes,
mind,
Father.
Use this mind. This mind, allow.
This mind.
Let this mind, it means allow this mind. Yes. The same mind that was in Christ.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So lift your hands as we pray in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name that is above every name.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ, your son.
Thank you.
We thank you once again for your grace. Thank you for your agape and your presence. Thank
yes.
you for your word that came out, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Touch that somebody that need to be touched tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver that somebody that need to be delivered. Develop that somebody that needs to be developed, Lord. And just be a blessing unto them. Blessing over my Uso, Bula, Lady Lynn.
Hallelujah.
And then special blessing over my other Uso, James, Mahalona, and Lady Lucy.
Yes, Lord.
For just giving us this opportunity.
Thank you, Jesus.
To make this studio a platform of God's word.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you, Lord, in everything that we do from
thank
now
you.
Unto forever.
Yes.
In
Lord.
Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name.
And all God's people said amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we gave you fair warning. We told
yes.
you to buckle up.
Hallelujah.
Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow night on Thursday. We've got Pastor Barry Noni from Life Church. Hello. And of
love
course,
you.
This hey. Friday, we got the on-ramp headed into Halava Saturday. But Friday, we got Pastor James Eric Williams
woo-hoo!
Coming back to the studio.
All right.
I tell you, I like when people work in town and come shop in town. They got to drop by the studio. We must have a light blinking out there. Vacancy. Vacancy. Hey, guys, you got to know by now, you're too blessed.
To be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is.
There is freedom.
We love to stay, but we got to go. So,
I will.
Praise the Lord.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.